Hello. Hope is healing. I want to explain to you just a little bit about who I am and what I'm doing in case this is your first time listening. I am, my name is Barb, and I'm doing this because I feel called to share God's love with you, to share the truth, to share what I know, what has been given to me, and what I'm called to pass on. So it was just a little over a year ago that my daughter Josie was diagnosed with stage 3 rectal cancer, and I felt called by God in a way I had never felt ever in my life. And it was God who provided the strength and what was needed in that moment of that day for the past year. And through God's grace, Josie has been healed. And so with everything I saw, with the truth that I witnessed, I cannot hide back and be quiet and be silent. So that is me. How have I been changed? Well, one thing that is very evident to me is I spend more time inward looking out now. I started thinking how we live from within ourselves, not from outside, and how we love is from inside. But so much time is spent on the outside and how we look and how we, you know, how we present our outer selves. And that is just not what I'm being shown anymore. That's not truth. And that's what I want. I think what God's calling me to help reveal. Think about that. Think if all day long you lived with a mirror right in front of you, and you were just constantly seeing your outside self. That's how you were living. But we spend a disproportionate amount of time on that is the, you know, the wrapping, the housing. And it's what's in us, the spirit that is in us, that God has given us to share and to connect and to love and to offer the comfort. That's what feels so good to share with you, that peace. We wonder what's our best side. I'm going to say the inside, you know. And what's our best lighting? I'm going to say that's being lit from within. Amen. What I'm called to share, I believe, this week is that we're all on a path. We're all on a journey, a walk. And that reminded me of all the years of going up to Broughton's and the path up there. It's a nature preserve, but it has a lot of, what do you want to call them? Scary things maybe. And I remember I might walk with one person and their real fear would be snakes. And they would just be so focused on the fear of seeing a snake. That was their truth. That was their fear. And another one, it might be the spiders, you know, that were strung across from branch to branch. And for even another person, it might be the fear of falling because we were climbing some hills and then coming back down them. And sometimes it would be a little slippery, or there might be some acorns or something on the hillside there, and their fear would be falling. We were all walking the exact same path, but we were all carrying different fears. And it is God who sees us and who truly knows us and who knows the fears that we have and that we carry, because we're not just seen, we're known. That is so important. We all want to be seen. It's wonderful to be seen, but to be known is everything. I know two women just this past week who it was all about being known in their health journey. They both were seen by someone new. And in the one situation, the lady was given a medicine where one of the elements, the components in the medicine she's allergic to, but they didn't know that what was being given her wasn't right for her because they didn't know her. They didn't know her past. They didn't know what she was, who she was, what she was made up of. That she was seen by a doctor, but she wasn't known. There's such a difference. Also, another lady got a test, and she was told that, you know, there was something on the test, on the scan, that, you know, this is probably cancer. And yet, her own doctor said, no, I'm not convinced at all. That doctor knew her history, knew of her surgeries, knew of her battle scars, knew of what was inside. And he said, I'm not believing, not at all convinced by what you were told. And her further testing, she was clear. It was not what someone who saw her thought, but it was from someone who knew her that the truth was revealed. The answer that God gives us is to not judge at all, but that a heart that is filled with God's grace and that seeks first to understand and then to be understood means that there's less division in our world, in our life. There's more compassion, and there's a lot more praying. We're connected. We're the body of Christ. It tells us, just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all of its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. That's 1 Corinthians 12:12. So we're all part of the body, and there's several parts, but they are together. They're connected. I'll tell you that doing this message now, and it has been that same amount of time that I have been sharing what has been revealed to me, what has been given to me through Josie's journey. Dave has put this up for me, has posted it on the platforms where it can be shared. And what has blown me away is that last week he showed me something I had not seen. He said, come out to the garage and look at this. And he showed me some analytics of where he had posted the message. And you guys, there were red dots that symbolized where it had been downloaded, where it had been shared. And those red dots appeared in other countries. And I don't know why, but there was this one red dot in Germany, and it just made me feel so humbled, so awed, but so connected to the body of Christ. God committing what you are doing to the Lord, whatever you do, and He'll establish your plans. That's Proverbs 16:3. I don't know this person in Germany, but God does. We are connected through being parts of the body of Christ. I remember that when Josie was first diagnosed and I was there and I had placed this order at Whole Foods and something had gone wrong. It wasn't delivered to me. And I got the call center, but I spoke to a woman, and you guys, I can't remember exactly where, but from a far off country. And as we talked and shared, we shared our struggles. We shared I shared about Josie, and she told me she would pray for her. And she shared about her aunt who was living with her and who had brain cancer and who had surgery and who was healing. And we prayed. That's the body of Christ. The truth is not hidden. We are hiding from the truth. The truth is God loves us and we are all connected. To be seen is wonderful. It is. When someone sees you, it feels pretty cool, right? You know when you've been seen. But to be known is God's gift, and that's everything. Amen. Let's just pray together for a moment. Dear Heavenly Father, sweet Jesus, we are here. We are one. We are your body. We are connected. We are praying to you with hearts that are filled to the point of just exploding with love and with thankfulness. And for all of our brothers and sisters in need today, let us take this time to pray together that they will feel that peace that is not being seen, but the peace that you offer of being known, fully, totally known and loved. Lord, we lift them to you. To be known and to still be so unconditionally loved. What a peace. What a gift. What a love. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray together today. Amen.